Okay. Hello, every pony, and welcome to the Pony Public Library. Today, we will be interviewing the famous, and I think should be more famous, from given her comic work, which we will post in the description, Stay Panda, the Italian... Stay Pandy, excuse me. The Italian deviant art comic maker who produces just one of the... I'm sorry, just one of the highest quality My Little Pony comics for the G4 that I've ever seen. Why don't you guys introduce yourselves? And here's also her interpreter, Francesco.
Hello. All right, so I'm here to help Stepanda with our English. As you know, Italian and English don't go so well, so I'll do my best and try to be as good as possible for this interview to help her cooperate and speak with you and... You know. All right, so I think we can actually move on if Stepanda wants actually to say hi. Vuoi dire niente, Stepanda?
Ciao a tutti, every pony.
All right. That's
All right. And also today with us is Rudolph, who will be recording for us today, a guest star from the Friendship is Madness podcast, our parents.
Or more notably, I've actually broken off and started Naysayers now. As well.
Oh, also Naysayers. Now, you guys may be noticing a distinct lack of British. Well, unfortunately, Dev Knights, our normal recorder and my former partner, he has advanced into further into his university studies. He's working on research projects now. He can't even breathe without having to write a thesis paper on why he's breathing.
Well,
will not be joining us.
The guy's busy. I mean...
Well, he's busy. The point is he's busy. As well, this is also going to be the first episode of the Ponyville Library that will be broadcasting on the Ponyville Live Radio. I'd like to thank all of those guys there that we're going to be in that... that they picked us up in our time of need, and it's good to be back, every pony. All right, so we're kind of edging out our guests here. So, Stay Panda, what was it that got you into My Little Pony, first and foremost?
Okay, cos'è che ti ha portato, che ti ha spinto a piacere My Little Pony?
Allora, inizialmente non li sopportavo perché erano ovunque su internet e non capivo perché erano così popolari. Mm-hmm. Tanto di questo, sennò poi è troppo lungo.
Okay, so let's say in the beginning she couldn't stand My Little Pony because they were actually everywhere on the internet and it was kind of annoying, especially.
Oh, we all had those things.
Yeah,
yeah.
It's something every pony actually went through. We know what she's meaning. And
every
then.
Single one of us.
Mi sono appassionata perché allora. Innanzitutto i fan art erano bellissimi, però sempre non capivo perché piacesse così tanto. Poi ogni tanto, non so, mi capitava di sentire qualche canzone e devo dire che sono state le canzoni ad appassionarmi alla serie perché sono bellissime.
Okay, so the fact is, her being an artist and all, she kept on finding good quality pieces of art, fan arts, you know. And
yeah.
She got impressed by that, and also by the pretty songs flying around the internet. And the catchy songs is actually what brought her to watch her first episodes and get into the series. So it's mainly because of the music.
Really? That's you know, to be honest, that really is the first time we've actually heard somebody come in only because of the music. I mean, everyone likes it, but
I mean, well, I wouldn't say only, but a lot of people when they hear the first few songs, it's something you expect from a children's show, you know, to have the little bits of you know, cheerful song in between, and it's usually half and half. People are either bothered by it, it's a little too, you know, upbeat for them, and other people really like it. But we've never actually had somebody go as far as say that's the one of the main reasons that they really enjoyed it. And you do have to give them credit. The songs in the show are very well made, especially the new ones.
Yeah, because it usually gets cheesy when shows like this get music. It never happens in My Little Pony, and that's a good point for
that is,
the show.
That is actually what I was edging towards. I just didn't find the right words for it.
Oh, good. He put it out then. All right. Next question. Did you, Stepandi, did you draw from any outside sources of inspiration for these comics, as in anything that was not related to My Little Pony?
Ok, ci sono altre, diciamo, cose che ti hanno ispirato a disegnare questo fumetto che non siano direttamente tratte da My Little Pony?
Aspetta, forse non ho capito la domanda.
Praticamente, cioè, se l'ispirazione per il fumetto ti è data da altro oltre a My Little Pony, cioè se c'è altro che ti ha ispirato?
Guarda, non saprei, cioè, non so, non ti so dire, questa cosa non lo so.
Okay, the question was if she actually got inspired by anything else other than My Little Pony for the comic, right?
Yes, yes.
È una cosa, quando lo disegno, sono cose che mi vengono in mente, non lo so. Quindi magari prendo ispirazione da qualcosa, magari non so nemmeno di preciso che cosa.
Okay, so the fact is, she really doesn't know if there is anything, there is nothing specific she takes inspiration from, aside, of course, My Little Pony, because it's everything, she takes everything that comes from her mind, her fantasy, and puts it down on paper. So there is nothing specifically given an inspiration for this, but it's just her fantasy and, of course, My Little Pony.
Ah, it's always good nowadays. A lot of the time we get a lot of fantasy mixed in with My Little Pony, but, well, that is what's happening here, but I mean, I forget where I was going with that. Moving on.
Rudolph, before we...
Yes, keep it on track. It's been a few months since I've done this, let me get my voice back. All right. Rudolph, do you want to ask anything?
Do you have any, are you a fan of any current really, do you draw inspiration from any other artists, in the fandom or otherwise?
Ok, dice se te prendi ispirazione anche da altri artisti che siano o meno nel fandom, insomma, se ci sono artisti che ti ispirano dentro e fuori dal fandom.
Allora, di artisti del fandom di My Little Pony ce ne sono tantissimi che mi piacciono da morire, proprio sono bravissimi, perché mi piace vedere gli stili differenti di questi artisti qua, di come disegnare My Little Pony in maniere diverse. Però non saprei dire se prendo ispirazione da qualcuno, perché più che altro forse io tendo a rendere My Little Pony forse un po' più disneyano.
Ah, ok.
È una cosa forse un po' più personale.
Ok. So she said that there actually isn't a specific artist she likes the most or she takes inspiration from, but she loves the way all the artists in general tend to draw and make personal the style. They make their own ponies in their own style. So there is many different styles of My Little Pony drawn all over the internet. And herself, she actually, of course, gives her own style and makes them more, gives them that Disney feel. Okay, so they have the. She tends to imagine and to actually draw them in a more Disney-like style. So maybe it's a mix of My Little Pony and Disney for herself. So maybe the main inspiration is Disney in this case.
Yeah, well, I see what you mean, where she's taken two things that she likes and kind of made her own style, and which is unique. And that's what a lot of people like about the fandom, where people create different unique styles in which to draw something that's as basic as a pony.
Yeah, that is one thing about Stepandi's work. For those of you who have not seen her work, there is it's probably very hard for you to imagine Disney and My Little Pony blending together very well. While they're both very bouncy art forms, like, generally a lot of people don't really see, like, too much relation between them, but the way that Stefani does it is extremely tasteful. All the, it's everything that she draws, you can see a clear parallel as almost like a completely in-between My Little Pony style and Disney style. It's a very, very good moderation between the two. All right. Just for those who haven't seen it yet. All right. Next question. Are you planning to go anywhere with your drawing, Stefani? Like, are you planning to do anything outside of the My Little Pony thing along the lines of a career, maybe, or perhaps just do some minor illustration on the side or anything along those lines?
Ok, ha chiesto se per caso hai intenzione o comunque hai modo di utilizzare, diciamo, la tua arte, la tua qualità, per il tuo talento, per fare anche per lavorare, per trasformarlo in lavoro, comunque avere altri progetti più importanti.
Allora, oltre al fumetti che faccio su My Little Pony, sono completamente amatoriali e li faccio soprattutto per divertimento. Anche esercizio comunque. Progetti più importanti che mi piacerebbe appunto poter pubblicare sono Crazy Jungle, un fumetto che ho iniziato l'anno scorso, mm-hmm. un seriale che parla di leoncine che combinano un sacco di guai.
Ok, e del discorso anche del fatto che comunque lavori come illustratrice.
Ah sì, è vero. E queste cose me le dimentico. Allora, io allora sì. Ma intanto ti dico questo, continuo il discorso, sennò viene troppo lungo per te.
Okay. We're splitting this in two parts, okay? So, yeah, because it's getting long. So, first thing is, it's okay. She's a pretty interesting life. First, she draws the My Little Pony comics mainly for fun and her own training. I mean, she tries new techniques and gets better and better on each step of her work. Another major project she has that is not My Little Pony related is a comic she's making that is named Crazy Jungle, and it's about baby lions getting in, doing a lot of mess and, you know, crazy adventures like that. And that's another project she would like to see it published one day. And he's having a big number of fans on the internet right now. I get to the next part of the question that is more about her actual job, because I'll let you know what she does. Quindi, Stepanda, cosa tu frente fai là?
Adesso faccio videogiochi. Faccio praticamente character designer. Scusa. Character, sì, si dice character designer per i personaggi,
sì.
No?
Sì.
Ok, allora, studio dei personaggi per i videogiochi e soprattutto paesaggi.
Ok.
Per i videogiochi.
Ok, so she actually works in a video game studio. A nice one. They are actually making video games for mobile, per i cosi, per i cellulari praticamente, no?
Sì.
Okay, so it's mobile-based video games, and they're actually developing something interesting right now. And she does the character design and the...
Really?
Yes.
Wow.
So she actually got this into a real job. She gets paid for this.
Yeah, that's really really nice. I mean...
She's living a lot of people's dreams.
Yeah.
Cosa?
Ha detto che fai il lavoro che è il sogno di molti.
Ah, ok.
May we know which company that it is?
Com'è il nome della compagnia?
Non posso dirlo perché il capo non vuole per il momento.
Ho capito.
Poi presto verrà rilasciato comunque.
Ho capito. So it's a new company. It's a secret for now because they're working on their very first project, mm-hmm. and the name of the company, along with the game, of course, will be published on their first release of the game.
I can't wait.
Mi neither. Non vedono l'ora.
Sì, poi lo pubblicherò comunque nel su DeviantArt, ci sarà il nome.
Okay, so you'll have all the information once the time is nigh on her DeviantArt. So you won't miss anything if you keep on following her on DeviantArt.
Well, all right, we'll be looking forward to that. This is the second time we'll be interviewing a pretty famous animator. second time if you consider the Pony Poke Library a continuation of French with Madness, for all of those who are watching. But anyway. You swallowed up the next question. Any major projects that you had planned that you'd like to preview to your fans, that you can preview to your fans, of course.
Okay. My Little Pony related or just in general?
In general, I guess. I mean, there's everything that I've seen from her is really impressive, honestly.
Ok, allora dicono che tanto che i tuoi lavori sono una figata e poi praticamente vogliono sapere se c'è niente che puoi dare un'anteprima o comunque uno spoiler su qualche progetto che hai in futuro o comunque su quale stai lavorando.
Posso dire che stiamo lavorando insieme a una mia amica alla progettazione di un videogioco su My Little Pony.
Ok, so... Stepan, along with a friend, are actually working on a video game about My Little Pony, which will be released by, not from the video game company itself, because that would have some, lawsuits, issues, you know.
Perhaps keep it non-profit, for now.
It's going to be a little project, and not many people know about this. So it's going to be a little surprise and a little special thing for the fans of Stepan and of My Little Pony, of course.
Well, good. Every pony, you heard it here. And you heard it here first. Tell your friends. Drew, I've kind of been leaving you out of the loop. Why don't you ask me a few questions?
Have you ever thought of doing any sort of collaboration or joint work with anyone else, or is there anyone that you would like to do so with?
Ok, se c'è nessuno in particolare con cui ti piacerebbe collaborare o se stai collaborando con qualcuno?
Adesso, tipo, ma per progetti futuri o...?
Sì, in generale.
Allora, presto farò un progetto insieme a Spirito e a Lion, però non so se posso parlarne... ancora perché stiamo lavorando su questa cosa, quindi
okay.
Per adesso è ancora un po' misterioso.
Ok. So she's a mysterious girl, you know, because she's working on a secret project with Spirito and Lion. Uh-huh. To other artists, sono italiani, giusto?
No, loro vivono in Canada.
Ah, okay. So to artists from Canada. Spirito and Lion, they are. They're working on a secret project, and maybe we'll know something anytime soon about this.
That sounds interesting.
Yeah.
Oh, also nice.
Seems like a lot of artists, voice actors, musicians, a lot of people come from Canada, honestly.
Yeah, I know. It's weird, isn't it? They're going to take over the world someday. We've been you know why the world news ignores them? It's because they keep the world news out of them because they're hiding stuff.
You don't know that.
Did you really think that all that forested area, like 20 miles north of the U.S. border, is really just forest? No.
I don't know, but we've got someone on the inside, so.
Yes, we do. I don't really trust him that much, though. Anyway.
Yeah.
Ooh, can I do this question?
Yes.
You can have the rest.
Go
after
for
this.
It.
All right. Birthday Pandy, I saw that you had an original pony that represented yourself, like an OC pony. Did you Would you like to tell us anything about her?
Ok, vogliono sapere del tuo pony.
Quale, Stepandi?
Penso che sia... Sì.
Lei non so come descriverla, perché rappresenterebbe me. Quindi posso dire che è una casinista e che gli piacciono cose strane, tipo canzoni dubstep.
Uh-huh.
Poi, però da come la vedi non si direbbe che è una truzza.
Okay, so in fact is her pony Stepandi actually likes you wouldn't say that from her exterior, but she's someone who likes to actually make noise, and she loves dubstep music. You know, okay. The kind of girl that seems all sweet and nice from the outside and then gets hardcore in the inside.
Uh-huh. Ooh. Oh, that's, okay.
We're still talking about music, of course.
Okay. Rudolph, do you want to have the rest of the questions?
Well, I mean, we've just got the basic ones left.
Yeah, it's true. Well, you haven't been... I haven't been letting you talk about
that. It's fine. So, we can start with the basic, out of the main six, do you have a favorite?
Okay. Ti hanno chiesto praticamente se oltre alle main six se c'è un pony preferito.
Oltre loro? Oltre le sei pony?
Sì. Outside the main six, right?
Yes.
Older than them, okay.
Well, first the main six, then we'll ask the other question.
Okay, allora dice, yeah. Tra le main six qual è la tua preferita, e invece invece con gli altri pony qual è la tua preferita?
Allora, delle protagoniste, allora a me piace Rainbow Dash perché è un maschiaccio.
Yes!
Okay. No!
Yes!
No!
I think
poi, non mi dispiace Twilight, perché all'inizio mi stava antipatica, però adesso che è praticamente la protagonista del fumetto Equestria World, mi sono affezionata a lei in modo particolare.
Ho capito. E invece fuori dalle main six?
Daffy.
Okay. Okay. I think everybody actually got this actually pretty well. So she likes Rainbow Dash first because she's a tomboy and she really likes her acting. Yeah, and then she also likes Twilight. At first, she didn't like her because she was kind of annoying. But since she started doing her comic, Equestria World, he started growing up on her. So she actually sympathizes for her right now as well, other than Rainbow Dash. And outside the main six, of course, Derpy.
Derpy, of course, crowd the favorite.
Well, I mean, since we got such a good answer, are there any ponies that you're not very crazy about, like that aren't really, I wouldn't say hate, but don't really like.
Ok. Dice se c'è qualche pony che invece non ti piace di meno.
Un pony che mi piace di meno? Difficile.
Hard to choose.
Oh, you know, you don't have to. I mean, you can like all of them.
Yeah, she's just... I can't pick a least favorite one. Because
right.
They're all nice.
No, because a lot of people's answer is usually one of the Cutie Mark Crusaders. They usually don't like them. Like, I'm not a big fan, but recently they've been starting to get interesting.
They became obnoxious sometimes.
Yeah.
Well, they're little kids. They don't know.
It's what they do. Be obnoxious.
It's probably because I have a little brother.
Yeah.
He's obnoxious.
I have two little brothers.
I don't know what you guys are talking about. I have a younger sister, and I get along with her just fine.
Well, how young is she? What's the difference?
Okay, fine. It's only a two-year difference, but...
There you go! I mean, I'm working with a nine-year difference, Bio. 9 years is a lot.
it's true. All right. Rue, do you want to ask the last question?
I mean, yeah, that's fine. Okay, Stipendi, do you have any friends or other people you want to give a shout out or just a nod to?
Okay, dice se c'è nessuno che vorresti, dei tuoi amici, persone che conosci che vorresti salutare o comunque così.
Dire qualcosa?
Sì, dire qualcosa a qualcuno.
Un pensierino. Allora, a Bunny gli dico che deve disegnare perché è bravo.
Okay.
E non si deve arrendere. Poi alla mia amica Francesca Lilli che deve disegnare anche lei. E tanto. I miei amici che disegnano devono disegnare.
Ok. The first and main shout out is for Bunny. She said that he should draw and never give up on that. And also to her friend Francesca. That's not me, that's a girl, okay? She has to go as well, and to all her friends who actually have who have problems to draw in the drawing department and want to get better, never to give up, and always keep on trying.
Yeah.
Could we have some of their electronic names so that we can, like, advertise them in like, the description and everything?
If it's okay.
Yeah, if it's okay.
You want their names so we can advertise for them?
Yeah, like their DeviantArt names. Is that all right? Is that all right for us to have?
Ok, detto settimanale, c'è qualche altro nome che vuoi citare per questi... in questo senso?
Ah, altri amici?
Sì.
Sarebbero tutti messaggi di incoraggiamento per i miei amici.
Sì.
Tipo posso dire ad Alessandro, al mio amico Alessandro, di vedere le cose in maniera più positiva, che c'è sempre un cambiamento, insomma. Cioè che la vita è una ruota, insomma. È come un pendolo.
Okay, so Shakli gives another shout out to a friend, which is a dear friend, Alessandro. Never to give up with life and to keep up on trying, because life is like a wheel, you know. Mm-hmm. One day you go down, the next day you go up, so.
No, don't we all know that?
Yeah, it's a lesson of life for everyone.
Life for everyone, yes. I'm sorry, I wasn't trying to make funny reaction. I'm sorry. I do that sometimes. I just normally do that. Ask anyone else who goes onto the show. I wasn't mocking. I'm sorry. I talk like that sometimes.
Oh, it's okay. It's okay.
Okay. I'm not racist. just because I like the Byzantine Empire.
You get very nervous, man. If you spend a long amount of time with people with... I've done it before, too, with various friends from other countries. After talking to them for an hour, I pick up their accent, and then I get all nervous, like, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to do that. And they're like, it's okay, it's fine. It's interesting.
Yeah, I know. It just sounded like an insulting caricature of the accent.
It's fine.
All right. Is there anything else that you guys would like to say before I begin saying the closing stuff?
C'è nient'altro che vorresti dire, Ste?
Ma in cosa? Aiuto.
In generale, siamo in chiusura praticamente, quindi se c'è niente che vorresti aggiungere.
Vediamo. Non lo so, di continuare a servirmi, perché abbiamo un sacco di sorprese io e i miei amici.
Mm-hmm.
Che sono felice di questa intervista, sono divertente, e che il fandom di My Little Pony è fantastico.
Ok, so yeah, I think you got the last one. Okay, so the fact is, she asks everyone who actually likes her, even who still doesn't know her style. Her art, to actually keep on following her, because she has a lot of surprises, a lot of secret stuff she's working upon, and she will be revealing soon, so keep on following her pretty tightly. And actually she's happy about this interview, because of course she feels honored about this, and also she's kind of happy. It's not an everyday thing to get actually asked for an interview, especially if you are Italian person.
Well, I think we're equally honored to have her actually give her time and talk to us here, because I mean it's just very, very nice to hear from such talented artists.
And honestly, if you compare a page view account of one of her probably like worst drawing to one of our best episodes, she could probably edge out any time that she wanted. However, now that we're on the Ponyville Live, maybe that will change. But
I'm still doing this for fun, Pio.
Yeah, I know, but it's nice. So.
It's for the people. I like to meet the people.
Yeah.
Yes, of course. It's just a good excuse. It's 11. Okay. So, yes, guys, that's the Pony Public Library episode for today. Like I said earlier, we are now part of the Ponyville Live, and, one last thing that I'd like to say before we close off is, there were a lot of things that I was not able to do with Friendship is Madness, because they didn't really have we didn't really have the influence back then. Nowadays, I had a lot of contacts, but I didn't have a lot of influence. You remember we got Nicole Oliver and Erica Pidd on once, and then But after that, everything just kind of fell through. Now that we're
time.
In Ponyville Live, it was, unfortunately. But now that we are a part of Ponyville Live with their expanded retinue and everything, I'm going to be trying to put those projects back to work. I'm going to get into contact with all the people that we were formerly not able to pick back up. And expect some major projects from us in the future. Come, I don't know, maybe around this summer sometime.
So what you're saying is if you're a newcomer, stick with us. It'll be worth it because we'll be doing some pretty interesting things in the future.
Oh, yes.
It's good to hear. It's always exciting.
All right. All right, so those were the closing arguments, I suppose. and good night, every pony. This has been the Pony Public Library. Keep reading.